5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Riggs.
That's me.
We are doing something a little different today.
Yeah, we're recording during the daytime, so if you hear the pitter-patter of little feet and...
Or the screamy-weamy of loud voices.
The screamy-weamy?
What? You said pitter-patter. Screamy-weamy felt like it fit.
The screamy... Oh, screamy-weamy. I thought you said screamy-wee-wee. I'm like, the screamy-wee-wee, huh? Maybe that's the title of our episode.
That would be Lacey, because she's always like, I have to pee-pee!
Pee-pee stories to tell. So let's just jump in and talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So it's the stories of the week. Let's talk about some stories.
A little overkill there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. So this is going to be a short episode.
Short episode.
We have short notes and a short story, and then we're going to go watch the Academies.
Ta-da!
So this week, I was in here working on something, or piddling, but I'll say I was working on something.
I was doing something productive.
And because the kids are all entertaining themselves, I finally, I mentioned this like a month ago that a kid came over and the two of them, my son and their son, ripped out all the books from the bookcase. Mm-hmm. Well, those books were dumped into the closet so his room could be clean, but they've just sat in our closet this whole time. So finally this week, I cleaned the closet.
Yay!
And the books are all put away. It looks fantastic.
You can actually walk in there.
I know, without hurting yourself.
Well, and it's kind of like a little library nook now.
Yeah, it's cute.
I've caught Grayson a couple times in there.
Yeah.
Just like... reading,
and Lacey
looking
goes
at books.
In there because we used to have a bookshelf, but I was like, forget that. We have shelves in our closet. I'm gonna put them in there
that are pre-built.
Yeah, so all the books are in the closet, and it's a huge closet. So that's where Lacey spends all of her time. So she was in there the other day reading books, and I'm in my room being productive on the computer.
That's
right. And she walks in with this face that was like terrified, and she goes, "Mommy, I just saw something." And I was like, what? And she's like, it was crawling around. I was like, oh, was it a cockroach? And she's like, no. And I was like, was it a mouse? Because her face was terrified. And she's like, no, it was Dobby.
Dobby the house elf.
Yeah, I was like, really?
All right.
I was sick to my stomach. Like, do we have mice? Because I know mice are kind of prevalent in this town. And yeah, it was Dobby.
Dobby the elf. Of
like,
course
from
it was.
Harry Potter, for those of you who are not... Harry Potter
enthusiast.
So she saw a house elf and it scared her enough to disrupt my productiveness.
That's right.
It was just funny. I thought it was funny because I really believed her.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's an actress.
She does good. So she'll be our thespian.
Yep.
So why don't you talk about your next story, which will kind of relate topic-wise to my story.
Well, now it's twice. I didn't even tell you the second half. So earlier in the week, I had a friend over and we're chatting. And I told them when they left, the kids could take a bath. And so they just started stripping before they even left. And we're already in the tub. So I filled up the tub. And I'm chatting with my friend. And then all of a sudden, Lacey screams, "Mom, Jackson pooped!" And so I ran in there. And I walk in and I'm like, where is it? I don't see it. Because it's not in the tub. And she goes, right behind you. And it was like an inch away from my foot. Behind me, I almost stepped in it, and I was like, you couldn't have told me that before I came in.
No.
Like, be careful, it's right by the door.
Because that'd make sense.
Ugh, I was so mad. And then, so, that was, like, Monday. It was Monday. And then, yesterday, you left for a meeting. Where were you gone? Oh, you went to the store.
I went to the store.
Yeah, and so, that wasn't a meeting. That was a store trip. But anyway, so, you were gone, and said you'd be back by bedtime. And so, right before bedtime, I took some Benadryl, because I've been having the worst allergies, and it hits me where I can barely even, like, focus, and then all of a sudden I hear, "Mom, Jackson pooped! Because they're taking a bath again. It's like something about water just pushes it right out of his system. And I go in there, and there's poop in the tub all over, like broken up. So the whole water is just like
poopy,
defecated. And then he got out while he was pooping. So it like goes over the edge of the bathtub, on the footstool, on the ground. And I was like barely even lucid. And so I'm just like, just get out of here. Like, leave me alone. So it was just a big mess. And I'm like scooping it out with a little cup. I'm
gross.
Like, come on. Can't I just be sick in peace?
Nope. Sorry.
Poop.
Well, that kind
of
relates.
That's the title of this episode.
That's right, poop. So on Wednesday, we had an activity at our church, and we were able to bring all the kids. And so we had to get there a little bit earlier because Crystal was actually helping set up. And we got there too early because the person with the key to the building wasn't there yet.
She was on her way.
And then Lacey and Jay...
And Grayson.
And Grayson. Well, Grayson was just helping.
No, at the end, he's... Anyway, get to your...
But, so they're like, we have to go potty. So I'm like, okay, go check the door. And so both...
No, it wasn't, I have to go potty. It was, I have to potty!
And then, so both Jay and Lacey run to the door with their, you know, holding themselves, doing the pee-pee dance, and the door was locked. And so they hurry and run to the other side of the building to check the door, and the door was locked.
Because there was a car there. We thought, surely there's someone here with their car.
But no one was there, and so, and then they come back, and Lacey's like, I can't hold it. And I'm like, okay, let's just go over by this tree. And I'm like, you're just going to have to pee on the ground. And so I'm helping her take her pants down so it could be quicker process. And, you know, and a girl, you have to, like, help sit her in the sitting position.
She got squat.
And she didn't wait. And so as soon as her pants are down and I started to get to, like, to squat her, and she just goes all over her pants, all over my hands, all, like, up my arms. And I'm just like, are you serious?
I guess we're even then. So I got the scoop the poop out of the tub, and you got peed on.
And I did. Like, major peed on.
I know, and you were still in your work clothes.
I know.
So you're like, nice suit, and not...
No, I wasn't in my work clothes. I was in my scout uniform.
I don't think you were at that point. You were still in your work clothes. Because I picked you up from work, and you drove...
Oh, that's right. Because
I remember you wearing a tie, and you're all covered in pee, and it just looked extra funny.
That's right, and so... Good thing pee's sanitary, right?
Right.
So that was my fun experience with the kids today, this week.
I laughed. You got back in the car with the angriest face, and I was laughing so hard. I'm like, someday you're going to think this is funny.
But I didn't get angry at Lacey. I did. I was like, come on! But I didn't, like, yell at her or anything. So
it was funny.
That was funny.
And now everyone knows that we peed at church.
That's right. That's right. On the ground, but mostly on me and in on Lacey's pants.
Yeah. Fun time.
Yep. All right. You have one more story?
Well, the only other thing I thought was funny is our son kind of has a thing where he forgets his homework folder. And he always says, there's just too much to do. I forgot. I'm like, but you have to bring it home every day.
It's like routine.
How do you forget that? But anyway, so twice in the last couple weeks, he's forgotten his homework folder. But he... comes home moping. I always know what happens because he comes home with his head drooping. We usually sit outside so I have a chance to read and the kids can play while
it's
we
like
wait
a
for
precursor
him.
To the bad news.
Yeah, and so he comes moping over. I'm like, what? I should be better too. I'm never like, what is it, honey? I'm always like, what? Because I just know.
Tell me now.
I know, and so he's like, I forgot my homework folder. And this is the thing that kills me is he always goes, guess I can't play video games today. Like, he always punishes himself. Without me ever saying, like, oh, you're going to get the video games
like,
today.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. And so he goes, I guess I can't have any technology today. And I'm like, I can't just be like, no, you're okay. You know, like, or change it. So I always have to say, that's right.
Be like, you chose your consequence.
I know. I was just going to say,
you know, you can't do this.
No ice cream after dinner.
Yeah. You get no dessert, but.
You know, and so this last time, usually he says no video games, but this time he's like, guess I can't have any technology today. But then I'm like, shoot, now I have to, like, entertain all the kids.
Yeah, you're punishing me as well as you.
Because it's not like I can say, okay, everyone but Grayson gets to watch TV. It's all...
Might have to get to that point sometimes, though.
Well, so that day...
ban him to his room.
That day I was like, okay, Grayson's in trouble, says he, so no one gets to do anything. But it's still good, because it gives us a reason not to have tech. But yeah, still, it just makes me laugh every time.
He always goes, like, worst-case scenario.
That's because he's worst-case scenario girl's son.
That's right. Worst-case scenario boy.
Junior. And so, yeah, I know. He always is, like, so hard on himself, but it just kills me because I can never, like, back up and change it.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny. It's one of those parenting things you don't think about.
So, and, you know, forgetting homework also relates to other kids forgetting things. And we all know that forgetful children are children that have ADD or ADHD.
For sure. No matter what.
All right. So, that was a horrible transition.
It works.
But we're going to talk about a couple of articles. One of them actually submitted by a listener of the show.
Both of them were.
Both of them were?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, fantastic. Both of them were submitted by listeners of the show. I thought they would be interesting. I think it's kind of fun because listeners of the show are like, oh, I read this and talk about it on the show. And it's just like, wow, these people, do they care about our opinions on these topics? Or are they kind of just like laughing at us when we're like, my opinion is this. And they're like, oh, man, he's such a loser.
What? Whatever.
I don't know.
People appreciate our genuine smartness.
I just think it's kind of an unusual thing, right? It's just like, I mean,
I have never thought of that. I thought people would say, hey, this is interesting. I want to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, but it's just like, but why us? You know?
Wow, now who's worst case scenario, girl?
I'm not thinking worst case scenario. I'm thinking it's just interesting that people...
You think our friends are laughing at us. That's pretty bad.
I think people are... I know. I find it interesting that people are like, they want to know our opinions on things. It's kind of cool, but it's kind of weird.
Well, but, like we say, our way is not the only way.
That's right. So, the articles are about...
You just don't want to offend anyone. That's why you started with that.
You all stink! There, I offended everyone at one time. the first article is actually called Why French Kids Don't Have ADHD. And an interesting article. So, it talks about how in today's... in America, about 9% of students are diagnosed with ADHD. But in France, only 0.5% of students are diagnosed with ADHD.
That is a huge difference. A
huge difference if you think about percentage-wise. But then it talks about the differences on how actually France and America totally have different standards on how to diagnose ADHD. America sees it as more of a biological dysfunction, where there's something wrong in your brain that makes you all crazy and hyper. And
not,
you know,
something wrong, but a chemical imbalance.
Isn't that technically something wrong?
No, that's like saying
a disabled person
is broken. I'm just saying. Wordplay. Wording is
so
important.
We're being politically correct.
Yes,
now.
We are.
You're the PC police?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, okay, so biological dysfunction, whereas France diagnosis as more of a psychosocial and situational cause ADHD rather than a biological thing. So right there you have two very different opinions on what ADHD, how it comes about,
right,
and everything.
Like this says... Right here, instead of treating children's focusing and behavioral problems with drugs, French doctors prefer to look for the underlying issue that is causing the child distress, not in the child's brain, but in the social context.
Yeah, so like, what is it at home, or what is it at school that's causing you to act the way you act?
Well, and I think there's just so many studies about, like, there are instances, like, you can be overstimulated.
Yeah.
And, like, they say watching too much TV can cause ADD. I think that's kind of like...
And they even talk about it in this article a little bit about, like, diet. Like, sometimes it's... You eat something that makes you crazy, and you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. Like, our nephew, he had, an intolerance to, what was it?
I don't know. I don't know where you're going.
It wasn't gluten or something like that. Maybe it was gluten, but it, when he had gluten, it like made him more like you would think he had ADHD, but that wasn't, it wasn't the biological imbalance that was causing it. It was more the gluten thing, but also he,
technically that is biological.
It's touche.
Just saying.
But sometimes it's, you know, things you eat that make you crazy.
Well, and it could be, like, for instance, if you make a kid sit and do something all day and they start getting antsy and busy, the French would say you need to just give that kid some stimulation. Go let him run around outside.
Let him have a break.
But in America, a doctor would most likely be like, well, they're really hyper, so let's
try them. They can't sit still because for some reason they're an adult and they can sit still.
Now, I need to say, do you have more?
No. Keep going. No. Well, I was about to go into what you were about to say, because I know what you're going
to
say.
What was I about to say?
You're going to talk about how there are still situations where children and adults need to be medicated.
Right. I'm a very big advocate of medication.
Yeah, don't think that we don't believe in medication, because we really do. And if there's a need for it, then you should. But I'm also a firm believer that today, especially in America, we overdiagnose and over-medicate our children.
Well, because back in the day, which is like the 90s for us old people. No.
Back in the day.
So,
hey, we experienced no internet.
When ADHD, or when it wasn't, now it's all ADHD.
Yeah,
but it used to
it
be
doesn't
ADD.
Seem like ADD. Yeah, it's all ADHD now.
But back in the 90s when ADD was starting to become like a thing, where they're finally learning what it was, you actually had to go to a specialist to get tested, and it's like a 4-hour test, and I know this because all of my family was tested
in
the
90s,
and only those specialists could diagnose you. So a doctor had to, what's the word, send you?
Referral.
Refer you to get tested. And nowadays, I don't want to say Joe Schmo doctor.
Anyone and their dog.
Any Joe Schmo doctor.
And his dog.
Can diagnose you and can prescribe you medicine. And that's where I think the problem is. I would like to know if that's how the French do it.
Well, because
that would make a big difference.
And you had an experience recently where you were at a doctor's office, not even for an appointment for Grayson.
I was getting his ear checked because he had an ear infection.
And the doctor asked you like 3 times, like, does he have...
Does he seem over hyper?
Does he
seem depressed?
All this stuff. And he's like, no. Stop trying to peddle your drugs on my child.
Now, my kids are wild, but...
But we believe... Our kids are wild because they're kids.
Well, and also, but these kind of things... We have a lot of mental health issues that run in our family.
Yeah.
And I feel like you and me are a lot more...
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And ancestors. Yeah. But I feel like you and I are very open to... If our kids need help, we'll get them help.
Yes.
So we're not saying this like, we would never, ever let our kids be medicated. I feel like if the time comes when we feel like one of our kids needed some help, then I would totally jump on it.
Now there's another side to this where...
So parents that medicate...
Sorry.
I support you.
Oh.
If it's important to you. And if you see a difference in your child, that's all that matters.
That's right. But another way that people are noticing that helps children that have been diagnosed with ADHD is something called behavioral modification. So what it is basically this article that our listener sent to us as well, and it's calling parenting more effective than Ritalin for ADHD. And it goes on to talk about a study where they took a group of 146 kids and gave some of them a low dose of Ritalin, and then gave the other group of kids no medicine, but taught their parents certain behavior modification techniques. And then they found out later down the road that that the children with behavior modification, that one third of them, were performing better without medicine than with medicine, so to speak. So, and they go more into it, but essentially, and it even has a graph in here that shows that the rate of diagnosing ADHD has gone up every single year, and mostly in boys. And I think that's funny because...
Makes sense to me.
Well, boys are crazy and wild. And so it's just like... And once again, I don't want to say that... And Crystal already emphasized that sometimes medication is needed. But I believe a lot of times that, like this article is saying, sometimes it's just bad parenting.
I'm going to correct you there.
Okay.
I don't say bad parenting.
Okay.
Because we are all trying to figure it out.
That's right.
It might be misled parenting.
Okay.
Or
not involved parenting?
Because I'm sure there are plenty of good parents that whose kids are
okay.
crazy.
I take that back.
Like us.
Okay. I agree. I take that back because, I mean, there are some very, very wonderful people that we've been exposed to where their kids are just...
Nice.
Or a specific child is just crazy and you can't get them under control. So, but I also believe that there are groups out there that unfortunately don't have the most involved parenting.
Right. Well, and I think we've talked about this before, but I think it also has to do a lot with going with the psychosocial thing.
Yeah.
Is that we don't make our kids work anymore.
Yep.
We collectively, like our kids...
We give them everything they want.
Yeah. We enable them. They're entitled to whatever they want. And they're not giving challenges that exercise their brain.
Yeah.
Or give them kind of a reward system.
Or allow them to fail.
Right. So I'm kind of speaking, preaching to the choir as well. But I think collectively, we aren't giving our kids hardships.
Yeah.
And so...
We're not letting them experience life lessons that will help them in the future.
I feel like that probably plays a big part because they just have everything on a silver platter, and so they don't have to use their analytical brain they just don't have to work for anything.
Yeah.
So I can see how that would be misconstrued as ADHD problems.
So essentially the conclusion is...
Make your kids work.
We believe on both sides of the story. 'Cause it's just like... And once again, like we've always said in all of our shows, you know, find what works for your kids. If medication is what works for your kids, because we know some kids that are medicated, that they're like totally different people now and they're wonderful, then that's awesome. But we also know some kids that haven't needed that and it worked as well. So find what works for you.
And I have to warn you, just be prepared for everyone's horribly vicious opinion.
Yes.
People are crazy.
Well, this is almost as bad as the whole vaccinate or not vaccinate. You vaccinate people.
Everyone has a nice. Nice. You're going anti what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying, whatever you choose to do, just stick to your guns and believe in yourself because no one else is going to agree with you.
maybe I'm just trying to be confrontational. Maybe get a rise in our Facebook messages and be like, we hate you, Barry!
Yeah, well, they should vaccinate.
Anyway, so we would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. Definitely put in Facebook, you know, what are things that you have tried or have experienced, or tell us some stories. We'd love to hear and be able to interact with you about it.
And we support you.
And we support
whatever
you
choose to do.
We love you.
Unless it's bad.
So...
But we do love you.
Yeah. Anyway, so like we said,
mumbling.
Quick and dirty episode.
Quick and dirty?
Yeah, like it's rough around the edges.
Oh, sorry.
Get your mind out of the gutter. This is a parenting
marriage. I didn't know you
were
the quick and dirty.
This is a family-friendly show. Anyway.
The quick and clean.
Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share all your thoughts through all of our social channels, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or email us at theclowncarshow.
Or write us a letter.
At gmail.com. Or write us a letter. Or not, because I will not give you my address. Make sure you subscribe, though, and rate.
Rude? You ruined it.
You ruined it.
Review
our show on iTunes, and you can also find our show also on anywhere else you can find a podcast. So for those of you that are Android people and don't have iTunes and listen to us, we love you too. So until next time,
enjoy your circus.
Your circus? Question mark. Circus, enjoy.
You're being all weird, messing up our ending.
It gives them something new.
I think you're ADD.
Oh, I should have drugs.
Enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.